Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like a mighty rushing wind came from heaven, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. There appeared to them tongues as of fire, being distributed and resting on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, as the Spirit enabled them to speak. Now dwelling in Jerusalem were Jews, devout men, from every nation under heaven. When this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confounded, because each man heard them speaking in his own language. They were all amazed and marveled, saying to each other, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear, each in our own native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the regions of Libya near Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own languages the mighty works of Elohim." They were all amazed and perplexed, saying to each other, "What does this mean?" Others mocking said, "These men are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea, and all you who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days it shall be, says Elohim, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my men servants and maidservants I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and glorious day of Yeshua comes. And whoever calls on the name of Yeshua shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Yeshua of Nazareth was a man attested to you by Elohim with powerful miracles and wonders and signs, which Elohim did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. You have taken him, who was handed over to you by the ordained counsel and foreknowledge of Elohim, and by lawless hands have nailed to the torture wooden pole and killed him. Whom Elohim raised up by loosening the pole of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, 'I foresaw Yeshua always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced, moreover my flesh will dwell in hope. For you will not abandon my soul in hell, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life, you will make me full of joy with your presence. Brothers, I may speak confidently to you concerning the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. But being a prophet, and knowing that Elohim had sworn with an oath to him, that of his seed according to the flesh, he would raise up the Messiah to sit on his throne. He foresaw this and spoke concerning the resurrection of the Messiah, that his soul was not abandoned in hell, nor did his flesh see corruption. Elohim raised up this Yeshua, of which we all are witnesses. Therefore being exalted to the right hand of Elohim, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this which you now see and hear. For David has not ascended to the heavens, yet he says, Yeshua said to my master, sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel assuredly know that Elohim has made this Yeshua, whom you have nailed to the torture wooden pole, both master and the Messiah. When they heard this, they were stung in the heart and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, by immersion, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you, and to your children, and to all who are far away, as many as Yeshua our Elohim will call. With many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, Be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers. Fear came to every soul. And many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. All who believed were together, and had all things in common. They sold their property and goods and distributed them to all, according to their need. And continuing daily with one mind in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising Elohim and having favor with all the people. And Yeshua added to the assembly daily those who were saved.